Hello everyone, and welcome to another very special bonus episode of Pangolin, the conservation podcast. I'm your host, Jack Baker, and this week, as you may know, we are celebrating the wonderful world of Alicia Hayden. On Monday, she was on the show and we talked about artwork and archivism, which is a big long word that I almost stumbled over, and also, of course, poetry, because alongside kind of visual arts, Alicia is a wonderful, incredible poet who's released three collections of poetry. The most recent of which, Multicoloured Ghost Towns, is filled with reflections on nature and her life, and is just beautiful and wonderful and incredible. And so, this week, we are not just doing the interview, we are celebrating her poetry by doing a little couple little readings for you. The first of which happened yesterday, which was all about a lovely dog, the poem, and I loved it because who doesn't love dogs? And I think it speaks a lot about a gentle, beautiful connection that is unexplainable to a lot of people, but beautifully summed up in the poem that I read yesterday. Tomorrow, I'll be reading one that is about love and life and connections with people. And today, I am reading one about a fish. And I picked this poem because it raises, in a simple, accessible, beautiful way, quite deep philosophical questions I think we all have sometimes when we start thinking about things and thinking about nature. But it does so in such a beautiful way. Here we go. This is Swimming Laps by Alicia Hayden. Sitting at the bottom of the swimming pool, holding my breath until my lungs hurt, I can't help but wonder. Do fish feel trapped in the river? Always looking up from their pebble highways, currents flowing, algae blooming. Do they look up and wish for something more? Something greater? Something greener, leafier, newer? Or are they content? Swimming back and forth, forth and back, until the lines of pebbles become the lines on their back. That was Swimming Laps by Alicia Hayden. Go and follow Alicia on social media if you don't already. She's fabulous. Get a copy of this if you can. If not, just follow and support her amazing work. Go and follow us on social media at Pangolin Podcast. And until tomorrow, thank you so much for listening. And goodbye!